Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. There goes Molitor. The throw from Parrish to second, and Molitor is out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Bosley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bosley. Jones scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Howell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 5, Tigers, 5. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing right field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Al Cowens pinch hits for Rick Leach. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing right field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oglavy strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game,